Food for Me, an integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges for personalised nutrition. The EU-funded Food for Me project examines the relationship between our genes, physical traits, and personal dietary choices to design healthier, more individual diets. Jessica Miller, part of the communications team at the European Food Information Council in Brussels, Belgium, interviewed Joanna Jaskolska, a paralegal at the Brussels branch of the law firm Keller & Heckman, about the ethical and legal challenges in delivering personalised nutrition offerings to the public. This refers to advice, products or services which take into account individual dietary data, genes and body measurements. Keller & Heckman specialise in the relationship between law and science. Joanna explains why guidelines are needed to regulate personalised nutrition offerings.
Within Work Package 5, that is the work package analysing the ethical and legal aspects of personalised nutrition, KNH is responsible for the legal part of the research. Our task is to identify the legislation susceptible to apply to personalised nutrition offerings. We also try to understand what are the resulting constraints for the offering and also to assess the resulting degree of consumer protection.
Can you talk about the legal challenges associated with the delivery of personalised nutrition advice?
Delivering a personalised nutrition advice involves the provision of a service to the consumer. The key legal challenges associated with the delivery of such a service relate to the protection of the consumer as a party to a service contract. Also, the conditions for the legal processing and the protection of health data, the professional liability issues and product safety, as well as the resolution of disputes and the impact of food legislation have to be taken into account in our research. These challenges are even more relevant given the online nature of the offered service and the particular sensitivity of the personal information to be handled in the implementation of the contract.
What is being developed to address these challenges? What part do you play in this process?
So the EU legislator focuses more and more often on issues that are of importance for Food for Me offerings. For instance, the European Commission proposed in 2012 two new legal acts on medical devices and on in vitro diagnostic medical devices. In the same year, the Commission proposed new legislation on data protection. Apart from that, the Commission is currently analysing the importance of e-health and mobile health and their legal implication. This is a part of a Commission task called Digital Agenda. In addition to the activities of the EU legislator, we also try to take into account what is happening outside the EU. So we analyse the documents issued by the Council of Europe, the UN, the OECD, etc. Our findings will be presented in the regulatory report that we are currently working on. The report will be presented to the public, including the European Commission, and this will happen within a month or so. At the later stage, the final report by Work Package 5 will assess the quality of the protection granted to the consumer. We hope the Commission and the stakeholders will in the future consider the content of the report when taking next legislative steps.
There is a significant rise in the use of e-health or mobile health. Can you comment on this? Why is it important to develop guidelines to regulate this?
The use of information and communication technology in health products, health services and processes, that is e-health, is more and more common. Also, mobile health, which should be understood as the use of wide range mobile applications which aim at improving or monitoring the state of health, is becoming very popular these days. Taking into account the particularities of personalized nutrition offering, it is essential that the consumer are adequately protected so that they have enough trust and confidence in the offering. Also, the business offerings on the market need a clear legal framework allowing them to operate without any unjustified barriers within the EU territory.
What are the rules which apply to healthcare professionals that may be impacted by the project? And why are these rules important?
Personalised nutrition offerings may involve different professionals, such as doctor of medicine, nutritionists, dietitians, sport trainers, etc. and the rules applicable to the services provided by them differ depending on the profession, but also depending on the country where they operate. The EU provides the legal framework for free movement of professionals and for the recognition of their qualifications. This means that professionals who obtain their qualification in one member state should be able to move and work freely in another one. On the other hand, it is for the member states to decide on the detailed rules for obtaining the professional title and for the classification of the professionals. The classification of professionals is very important for Food for Me offering. Professions such as nutritionists or dietitians may be classified in some member states as a healthcare professional, whereas in others as a non-healthcare professional. And this classification is very important for the offering because it impacts the classification of the offering as such. And then, obviously, the healthcare and non-healthcare offerings have to comply with different legal requirements.
The European institutions are currently amending the legal requirements which apply to the use of medical devices. How will this impact the delivery of personalised nutrition offerings to the public?
The new rules on medical devices and in vitro diagnostic medical devices address products intended for genetic testing, among other issues. The idea of the legislator is to involve medical professionals when using such devices. The EU institutions are currently discussing the degree and form of such medical supervision. This aspect is significant for providing personalized nutrition advice because the Food for Me offering may involve the use of devices for genetic testing. Also, the proposed legislation amends the definition of medical device. As a result, products that previously have not been classified as medical devices may now be considered as such. The providers of personalized nutrition advice may need to take those amendments into account when deciding to use different types of devices as a part of their offering.
Data protection rules are currently being revised. What is the importance of the proposed amendments to the legislation for Food for Me offerings?
First of all, the legal instrument will change from a directive to a regulation. Regulations are directly applicable in all EU member states. As a result, the new regulation should minimize the risk of legal fragmentation and it should provide greater legal certainty by introducing a harmonized set of core rules. This should lower the cost associated with the processing of sensitive data in the context of personalized nutrition offerings to the public. Also, the territorial scope of the legislation will be clarified to apply to any processing of data in the context of a personalized nutrition offering to the EU citizens. The proposed rules include explicitly genetic data as a special category of data requiring specific safeguards, those that are called sensitive data. This would bring an important positive impact for personalized nutrition consumers, as it would address the particular concern that genetic data is properly and securely dealt within all member states.
What are the next steps which you will take in 2014?
We are currently finalizing our regulatory report. It will detail the outcome of our assessment of the currently applicable EU law provisions against possible models of personalized nutrition and foods. It will identify areas where new legislation should be implemented or where existing legislation should be amended. And our report will be published by the end of March. Also, together with our ethical partners from Lund, we are organizing a Work Package 5 workshop, which will focus on ethical and legal aspects of personalized nutrition. The workshop will take place in Brussels in April. The ethical and legal aspects of personalized nutrition discussed during the workshop will be then taken on board and evaluated as a part of the results of the whole project. This will lead to a final report. The report will summarize the assessment carried out during the Food for Me project with regard to the ethical and legal aspects of personalized nutrition. And our final report will be published in spring next year.
Food for Me. An integrated analysis of opportunities and challenges for personalized nutrition.